Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Dave, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Tuesday, September something. How about the 6th, 2016? And we're here to talk about everything that affects you and your buckos and all points in between. We'll do markets, elections, campaigns, scams, shams, corruption, leadership. You name it, we'll cover it. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. We don't pull punches here. When we told you on this show, if the Dow and S&P breaks out of an 18-month trading range, our exact words were, buy the crap out of it. Now, interesting enough, major indices haven't made big moves, but there are some stocks that are starting to, and we will cover them on today's show. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button, or Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. You can read our commentary articles. We post charts of the day, news of the day. If you want to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing on the money side. Press the money management button. Press the subscribe button if you want to get our notes. And the consult button. Give us your information and we'll get contact you if you want to be a part of our consultation group. Yes, we're a consultation group. All right, few things. Number one, hope you had a good three-day weekend. My son came in from Tallahassee because he was off because of the quasi-hurricane that hit. They shut down the school till tomorrow, and he left today. Of course, Florida State University, a great comeback yesterday in college football. Whoopee-doo. Anyway, next, Neil Cavuto is back. Neil came back after about 3 months, and I got to tell you something. He looked like he came off the beach in Bora Bora. He looked that great today. I was supposed to be on with him, but I was preempted because of they went very long in their interviews with, I believe, Carl Icahn and Mark Cuban today. So I will be on with him tomorrow. Simple as that. But we're so happy he's back. He had, I guess, quadruple open heart surgery. And he looks fantastic. An amazing man who has multiple sclerosis, had cancer. What he has been through and what he's able to do is just as far as I'm concerned. Inspiring, miraculous, you name it. Simple as that. He's that damn good. So we're glad he's back, and we'll be very happy to be on with him tomorrow and in the future. Now, on point. We pride ourselves in being very careful about what we say on this show. We know we have responsibility, and we know that you listen carefully. That's why we listen back to the show every night to make sure what we say to you, what we convey to you, came out the way we actually wanted it to come out. It is not very often where we will say to you, if this happens, buy the crap out of it. But we thought an 18-month trading range breakout of the Dow and S&P was meaningful. And we brought that up because of precedent. Precedent. P-R-E-C-E-D-E-N-T. Precedent. We've seen it before. What we've also seen before is when we see what we consider to be big institutional growth leaders start breaking out. When that happens, especially around the same time, the percentage of time that it works is pretty darn good. We're starting to get some of that now. This in spite of Goldman, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, I don't even know who else saying you shouldn't own stocks for the next 6 months. This in spite of Soros being short, in spite of Carl Icahn bearish, Mark Cuban bearish. I can go on and on. And we respect the hell out of these people. But you know what we respect more? What the market's telling us. Price first, volume second, everything else quite the secondary. So we have some words for the wise today. What you do with it, you get to decide. Simple as that. We are not here to tell you what to do. We're here to tell you what we think, and it is your money. You decide. And that's my take. So, because of that, and because we have a bunch to say, we're going to start a little bit early today. We're going to get going a little early today. Because possible muy importante on this day. So we thank you for being here. Hope you had a three-day weekend, a good three-day weekend. Let us do today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbeck, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. And by the way, in case you don't know, my fantasy draft is tonight. I picked 9, 10 team. Now, these numbers I'm about to give you, some will tell you are important, some less. But more importantly, it's underneath the surface. That pretty much will matter a little bit more. Dow up 46 and closed really towards the high of the day, even though it was up 46, so no biggie. But yet Boeing up almost $2, Chevron $1.50, Exxon $1.10, McDonald's $1.40. And the only thing that was down today was Home Depot was down a stick. S&P up 6, but the NASDAQ up 26, NASDAQ 100 up 30. Pretty good. Transport's only up 5. Russell 2000 was flat-ish. Mid-caps were down decently. Vance declined 17.12 on New York, 16.14 on the NASDAQ. Areas, financials took a little bit of hit today, pulling in. Gold and silver very strong today, recovering. Remember we told you about 3 days ago, we thought that a low was being put in for now. Well, strong move up. Why? They're crashing the dollar again. As our currency moves down, commodities move up. Simplistic as that. That's it. Simplistic as that. So very strong day with gold today. Very strong day with gold stocks. Very strong day with silver. Very strong day with silver stocks today. As I scanned, it's just really kind of sort of a recovery. I wouldn't go further than that at this juncture. But leave no doubt, market's starting to believe they ain't raising rates in 2 weeks. Seriously, raise your hands if you think they're going to raise rates. By the way, if you look at gold, it's now in a, I'll call it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 weeks of range now, and just needs to break out of this range for another move higher. We'll see what happens. Gold stocks have not retaken the 50-day moving average after getting hit pretty decently. Silver is back above the 50-day quite quickly. And as I look through individual names, not much yet to talk about. So that's the general part of the equation. As I'm looking elsewhere, semis were mostly red, retail red. As mentioned, commodity strong. That's not the story we really want to talk about. So up next, more on the markets. Movers of the day, news of the day. Please listen up today. Thanks for being here today. I'm Gary. This is the one and only on this day, Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
He's on the 30, the 20, the 10, touchdown!
Don't let yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you're having a good day. A couple interesting things about markets. They can be very weird sometimes. Let me give an example of something. Number one, there's a guy named Ackman, Bill Ackman, I believe, with Pershing Square Hedge Fund. And unfortunately, he made some cardinal sin rules in the last couple of years, wrote his stock down 90%. And that being Valeant Pharmaceutical. The guy's a billionaire, so he's done very well. And it's been announced after the close that he's taken almost a 10% position in Chipotle. And Chipotle's up $28 in the aftermarket, which is about from 414 to 442. So it's like a $41 stock going to 44. And I'm thinking to myself, why is the market reacting $28 to somebody taking a position that has been deathly wrong over the last couple of years? But that's the way the market is sometimes. So we'll see what that brings up as we move forward. Chipotle's been a high beta stock for a while, but been dead for the last year off of the E. coli, and I guess there's another lawsuit out there now. A little bit other news, and then we'll get into markets again. Trump is leading in some polls. Now, as you know, I trust the media not. In fact, I give them, we're talking mainstream media here, I give them no credit. I give them no credence. I give them no belief in anything they really say or do at this point. They've gone off the reservation with no journalism, no interest in looking into things, unless, of course, it's Donald Trump. All this stuff that has been coming out on Hillary Clinton, it would not be coming out if not for places like Judicial Watch and others. They had to sue for this stuff. And one has to ask the question, what the hell is the media doing? Not interested in anything that may or may harm Miss Hillary in the worst way. It's quite remarkable to watch. So I look at these polls. They have a CNN poll out now that Trump's ahead by two. They have an LA Times poll that he's ahead. Yet when we go underneath the surface, listen, it's the state polls that matter. Ain't happening. So it's very weird to watch all this stuff. But I think it may be closer than anybody thinks. But we'll see. We got 62 days left. And I'm happy to see one thing out of Trump. I have always been amazed that the minority community would continue to vote for the left and liberals who have done absolutely nothing, zero, for the inner city communities. Zero, just flap gums, and we'll do for you. And they do nothing. And I've been thinking to myself, man, if somebody comes around and sells these people on greatness and leadership and brilliance and hard work and sweat and toil and riches. Because all the left sells you on is, well, you see those people over there? They're rich and you're poor. You know why you're poor? Because they're rich. Even though the left is all rich. They're richer than the Republicans. Look how much Clintons are made. I am happy to see that Trump is reaching out in a big way to the inner cities. I really believe most people want to be great. I don't think most people want to be on welfare, just getting a check and sitting on your rear end. You sell them great. And then, of course, you do something about it. I've watched Magic Johnson turn places in inner cities into utopias by building businesses there, educating, teaching leadership skills. Man, oh man, if somebody could get into the White House and do that and pick that up, wow, would we be great. So I'm happy to see that, because she ain't going to do any of that. All she does is want votes. So we'll see what happens. It's just a lot more crap came out over the weekend. They dumped it into the holiday. You know, I have been calling her a crook before Donald Trump even called her. I've been calling her for a long time. She's a big crook. She's a great crook. Her crook has crook. It's unbelievable to watch. And her excuses, it's simple. Either she's the dumbest arse on the planet, or she's just lying. Amazing that these people they call geniuses.
I don't remember. I don't know.
It's amazing to watch this in real time. And the media has no interest in investigating it. They're not even investigating it. That this whole collusion of money and politics and power and influence peddling and giveaways and lying and perjury and cheating and stealing, all this in one little box. Mainstream media has no interest in investigating it. The only reason it comes out is because of these other places. It's amazing. I can't tell you how frustrated I am as American that they will give Donald Trump a colonoscopy. When McCain ran, the New York Times just made up a story that maybe he had an affair with no evidence and put it on the front frickin' page. But they won't investigate her. They never investigated Obama. Not a lick. Not a thing. I don't know what to say. Well, I just said it, I guess, right? Anyway, I bring that up because now Mark Cuban came out today and said if Trump's president, the market's going to crash. But not if Hillary's president. I love that. Up next, I promised, deep, deep, deep into the markets. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples filler paper for just 75 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
biztalkradio.com.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm being asked via email. What was the worst thing that came out this weekend on Hillary Clinton? She had 13 Blackberries and they smashed a bunch of them with hammers. Now let me ask a simple question. Does it take a moron to realize there's something nefarious going on here when she said she didn't have any other phones? Use just one? And then they smashed them with hammers? Does that ring any bells? Life is pretty simple, ladies and gentlemen. Connect the frickin' dots! All right, markets. So, very simply, what we do is based on precedent. Price, volume, have we seen this before? Does it stick out like a sore thumb? And one of the things we do know from past is when you have major indices, you know what we mean by that, the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, NASDAQ 100, a little lesser extent to the Russell 2000, mid-cap 400, small-cap 600, NYSE. But when you have a major index break out of a trading range into new high ground, that's good news. But when you have it breaking out of an 18-month range, meaning for 18 months, went up there, sold off, went up there, sold off, and then finally gets through, it's usually meaningful. It usually works. And it usually works for a bit of time. Now, in the next few minutes, I'm not going to mention the Fed and the central banks and all the negative things I see out there. We're just going to talk price. So we told you on that day that buy the crap out of the market. And interesting enough, on that day, the Dow closed at 18,150. It's only 18,538. It's only up 2% from that day in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 weeks. The S&P 500 from that day, 21,13, 70, about almost 3%. No biggie. The NASDAQ, well, it never really broke out until the last few days, but on that day it closed at 49.60. It's 52.75 right now. But more importantly is what's going on underneath the surface. And then there are other things we tend to look at is what are the big institutional growth stocks doing? Because they have a great reputation of leading markets both up and down. Well, we're letting you know, Facebook broke into new high ground today with some volume. That had been sitting tight for about 6 weeks after reporting earnings and basically gapping up and selling off, but never really getting in trouble. Amazon moves out of range today. Volume better than average. Google, not yet, but setting up nicely to break out of the range. Google gapped up on earnings and has sat tight for 6 weeks, not giving really anything back. Priceline gapped up on earnings and has sat tight for 5 weeks and is getting close to doing the same. Alibaba recently had a big move off of earnings, gapped up, sat tight for 3 weeks. Edged to new highs on Friday. Really start to move out today on double average volume. By the way, China's stocks are strong again off of, they're just buying up the market. These are what I call institutional quality names in the marketplace. And I don't even know I have to go further. We're describing for you what's going on, and we'll see what happens. They led the way today. Money flows were cooking in them, and volume was damn good. On top of that, remember that ACIA? When I told you this thing had the makings, closed at a new high, historical high today, though it came off a little bit today, was still up 10 on almost 3 times average volume. And of course, there are other names that are acting well, Nvidia, Yelp. Though the semis were down today, they're sitting nice and tight. So we're just letting you know, these institutional, and we're not talking Bellevue, we're talking about the big money crowd, type names are getting going. Could they die a death tomorrow? Sure. But typically, when you get a bunch of these names busting out at the same time, they work for a bit. And I know what people are saying. September's going to be bad. We ain't buying that. Maybe there's some areas that September's going to be bad. I'm all for that. That could possibly be. I don't think I can recall a market going bearish when institutional quality names are moving out of range. So I just wanted to mention that to you. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not telling you how to do it. I'm just letting you know what's happened, and I'm reporting to you the news. Now, I want to add a few other things as a side note. The exchange-traded funds for emerging markets and other places are really going now. EEM, I believe, closed at a new yearly high. Keep in mind, the EEM hit $56 in 07. It's still 38. The EFA index, EFA, edging above mid-level area. Then you look at Brazil, acting very nicely here. Russia, acting very nicely. And China. Well, if you look at the FXI, good action. So just letting you know. I found something today called the S&P Asia 50 Index, symbols AIA. Doesn't trade a lot, but I found it today. New yearly high. So we're just letting you know, getting a little bit of action in here now. And we'll just see how long it goes, and we'll see how far it lasts, or far it goes, or long it lasts. Whichever way you would want to put it. Again, let me repeat. I bring this up to you because it's usually a good thing. Usually, when a few of them are busting out at the same time. Usually. Now, as you know, the Fed in 2 weeks, maybe they raise rates, maybe they don't. I don't think they are. I think they're full of crap. And I can go on and on. We're just letting you know. You're still getting decent action in some of recent IPOs. No complaints there. And recently, a lack of anything breaking down. Or a lot of things. And if anything was getting in trouble, a lot of defensive areas that we mentioned to you on this show. Up next, I don't know, this, that, and the other thing. Thanks for being here. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Don't let yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
833-800-547-6533.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. About 8 minutes till I start my fantasy league, a couple minutes after the show's over, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, the other part of the Clinton investigation is they... got rid of stuff after they were subpoenaed. Felony! But who needs to investigate that, right? All right, so back on point. A couple other things that are going on. Read an article today, and I wish I was making this up. Economists are calling for Europe to print money and buy stocks. I'm not making this up. Now, in case you did not know it, there's some precedent. In the late 90s, there was some big problems in China. Hong Kong bought up 10%. The central bank, the government, bought up 10% of the Hang Seng Index. And the Hang Seng went up very nicely for months and months and months and months. It worked. Don't think they're not thinking that. Now, I'm also told the United States Charter says we cannot buy stocks, but I'm 1,000% sure they have. Remember, there's no oversight of the central bank. There's no accountability. They can do whatever the hell they want, which is quite amazing to me. Quite. Now, let's backtrack. Again, what we do here is about precedent. Simple as that. And we've got a few big stocks, growth names, popping. Again, let me be clear. They can croak tomorrow, or they can keep going. We're just letting you know that they are providing opportunity here. And if anything changes, we'll let you know. We only gave you a sampling of names, some of the bigger names. There are a few others. And we'll see how it plays out. It'll be based on price and volume. And today we got price. And today we got volume. While the major indices didn't do a lot, but did finish on a high note. Now it's September. And let me repeat a couple of things. Bunch of investment banks are bearish as all hell. George Soros, bearish as all hell. Carl Icahn, Mark Cuban, bearish as all hell. I read a couple other hedge funds that are croaking about it, thinking, how can this be? We're in a bubble. And you can either use the word bubble positively or negatively. You should only use the word and term bubble negatively when it pops. Hasn't popped. So you have to think of it positively. Where it's going to be negative will be the bonds. Do you know I saw a couple of European companies, Sanofi and somebody else, just floated bonds with negative rates? Somebody is lending a company money for a period of time and paying for the right, taking 100% risk. The bet is that negative rates are going to become more negative. Freaking insane. When that ends, there will be a meltdown in the corporate end of bonds. I'm not sure what extent on the government end here. So just beware. Be ready. We are greedy and we are fearful at the same time. Greedy on the fact some of these big names be working now. Fearful because we know where this thing ends. We just don't know when it ends or what date it ends or from what price it ends. We just know how it ends. That's not a conundrum. Technical analysis is about price and volume. And so far, so good. NASDAQ looks like it's going to break out to new highs here. NASDAQ 100 looks like it's going to break out to new highs here. The mid-caps, though, down today, on the edge of breaking out from here. You got me? You feeling me? And as always, we'll stay on top of it daily, hourly, minutely. And if things change, we will let you know. That's in the market, countries, sectors, stocks, the NBA, the Mets, only one game back in the wild card now, and whatever else we need to cover. Hope you are watching. Quite the interesting time right now. I have never seen a time where so many investment banks are so bearish and the market saying otherwise. Like this. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like I do. Quite the simple procedure. Really. Do make sure you hug your children. Night, night all.
For joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.